The Call of the Tower. "Come, Roland," sang the voices. They came from the roses of Cancanore. They came from the strengthening beams overhead. They came most of all from the tower itself, that for which he had searched all his life, that which was now in reach, that which was being held away from him now at the last. If he went to it, he would be killed in the open. Yet the call was like a fishhook in his mind, drawing him. The Crimson King knew it would do his work if he only waited. And as the time passed, Roland came to know it too. Because the calling voices weren't constant. At their current level, he could withstand them, was withstanding them. But as the afternoon wore on, the level of the call grew stronger. He began to understand, and with growing horror, why, in his dreams and visions, he had always seen himself coming to the Dark Tower at sunset, when the light in the western sky seemed to reflect the field of roses, turning the whole world into a bucket of blood held up by one single stanchion, black as midnight against the burning horizon. He had seen himself coming at sunset, because that was when the tower's strengthening call would finally overcome his willpower. He would go. No power on earth would be able to stop him. "Come, come," became "come, come," and then "come, come." His head ached with it, and for it. Again and again he found himself getting to his knees and forced himself to sit down once more with his back against the pyramid. Patrick was staring at him with growing fright. He was partly or completely immune to that call. Roland understood this, but he knew what was happening. 5. They had been pinned down for what Roland judged to be an hour when the king tried another pair of sneeches. This time they flew on either side of the pyramid and hooked back almost at once, coming at him in perfect formation but 20 feet apart. Roland took the one on the right, snapped his wrist to the left, and blew the other one out of the sky.